also a great tradition is the emergency break of the week. And we thought, okay, it's the end of 2017. We start to look back. Let's look back at just some of the best e-breaks, and let's just pick some of the best e-breakers.
This is your tribute to a man who just saved the lives of so many.
Exactly. So we have to lift him up and then also expose him for some of the broadcast moments he's had. Norm's classic.
Yes.
His e-breaks are classic. And, you know, we could have done more. I found six. They're all relatively quick, so okay, we can fit them in the time frame. But let's start out with Norm and his phone, because Norm still has the flip phone. Norm doesn't know how to turn it off during segments to mute it to where, like, I'm sure he gets many calls on the fantasy baseball front, maybe a call from Mayor, maybe, who knows, maybe some customer service rep is getting back to him after he left a scorching email. Norm has his phone go off more than any other host up here. It's not even close.
And I don't know about you, but I don't think you've ever heard my phone ring, and I don't think I've ever heard yours ring.
You have the generic Apple ring. I heard it in the hallway the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. Yeah,
I must have been waiting for a call or something, because I can probably count on one hand the number of times that this phone has rang in the last year.
Honestly,
it just doesn't. There's no need for it.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
Yeah, I keep mine on silent almost always, because the alarm, when you wake up in the morning, will still go off like
that's
normal.
Right.
Anyway, Norm never
that damn alarm.
Never turns his phone off. Well, there was a moment, I want to say this was back in, was this October? September, October. I want to say fall. Tony Dorsett was scheduled to be on the show. I guess they hit a scheduling conflict. Norm decides to take a phone call from TD during the show, and just ignoring his co-host and his producer, just decided to pop on with the former Cowboy great.
Hello, Tony.
It is.
Hi, this is Norm. It's Norm. It's Norm. Norm Hitzkus.
Oh, my God.
How about if we call you right back on the studio line to have you on? Good. Yeah. Uh-oh. No.
I think Norm's doing the interview now.
I tell you what. I'll call you after the show, and we'll reschedule for next week. Okay, man. See you.
All right. That's producing on the air right there, Norm.
Was that him?
Did you take notes, Mike?
What?
Hello?
Soroy makes everything better. Don't you get the vibe, though, that that's how a lot of phone conversations Norm has goes?
No, it's Norm Hitzkus.
Norm Hitzkus.
I'm the only Norm you know.
I mean, that really did sound like what half of my conversations with my grandfather.
You know what? You said it, not me.
But seriously, though, like whether it's that he's got bad cell reception or that I have bad cell reception, something, there's just always a little bit of a disconnect as we try to get the thing off the ground.
Father time makes your hearing
once we
wane.
Do get it off the ground, it's very enjoyable, but yeah. And the fact that they didn't even get him on.
Right then, like, you just hear Norm being let down. So great. All right. So let's go to the element, I guess the new dynamic from 10 to noon here since Donovan has taken over.
What's up, Scro?
Yeah, there's always like an element of, I don't want to call it racism, but race is a factor. It's more and more of a factor in this world from 10 to noon here on the station. So we found three examples of that in 2017. And let's just play the first one when they were talking about a celebration in sports.
I think they would do a backflip if he got that many sacks. I think it's going to happen. Give me the over.
I totally agree with you that you were black back. Hello. They might do a backflip for all I know. In fact, that probably would be a perfect way to celebrate.
Anyway. Easy.
Let's just back out of this.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a sack dance idea.
You had it out, and you just didn't take it. Jeez.
I'm going to go under.
Oh, and then let's get right, back to this wager.
I'm going
to
take the under, pal. Oh, speaking of off-ramps that Norm doesn't take, he had another one when they had an animal expert, I believe, from one of the local zoos in studio earlier in 2017.
We said we weren't going to bring a snake. And
okay, wait.
This
start
is
it over.
Baby of.
What was that noise?
We.
That's a clearing of a throat. Apparently.
I guess so.
Oh no.
Who's playing this?
We said we weren't going to bring a snake, and technically, this is the baby of all snakes. This is a ball python. So yeah. I wanted to bring this because this is found in West Africa. And this is really, really, if you're going to have a way to kind of get used to snakes, I don't know how to get him out of the pillowcase.
Well, I don't either.
Just hand him the pillowcase.
This is about to be the end.
What
invasion?
So this is. So, if you want, we'll let careful. Norm touch it for sure. But this is a ball python. This is a very common python.
Oh my!
I don't know what he was referring to there.
Yeah, you do.
Don't. I'm confused by that audio. Also, the zoo guy sounded like draft expert Jeff Bowers. I don't know if you picked up on that.
To reference. Feeling like it's a conversation with grandparents for a second.
Whoa.
Okay, so, and this might be my favorite Normie break of 2017.
Jeez. It gets better?
We all watch the NBA. We all are very familiar with most rosters. I mean, we can't go, 12, 13 deep on every team, but most of us know of the career of one Taj Gibson, right?
Sure. Been in the league for probably 7 years, 8 years now.
Veteran. I mean, he's big that can board, good role player, worker bee. Well, Norm was a little confused about his ethnicity.
And that's what this race, team needs.
Rubio couldn't score.
Right.
He was a terrible shooter. In place of Rubio, they have Jeff Teague. They've added the large white bald guy. I think Taj Gibson.
He's not white.
He isn't?
No.
Looks it on my screen.
White dude named Taj.
What did you do on vacation? What did you partake in?
It was that rum drink at reception.
Well, I see.
Started
you had a rum gallon.
But Taj Gibson is a tough guy. I don't know what color he is, but he's a tough
right back
guy.
To the attributes of this player that I previously thought was a different
guy.
Race. And yeah, Soroy's right. Never been a white dude named Taj ever. Right? Tosh, maybe.
Yeah, I could see Tosh. I could see Tad.
Yeah.
But not Taj.
I don't think so. And again, he's been in the league a long time. And what does he looks it on my screen mean?
He looks it on my screen, pal.
Google a... I don't know if the Timberwolves have a white player that he could have been confusing him with either.
I don't know. That tickles me, because now when I see Taj Gibson, I think of that e-break.
For sure.
Norm, like many of us, just, look, we've all been guilty of this, of not listening to our partners on the air.
Yeah.
This was pretty egregious from Norman.
I speak Dallas.
Boy, you do.
I'm a Texan.
No, you're not.
I get here, and I change my clock in my hotel room. It is Texas time. So when I look at it, like, I can't look at it and say I'm waking up at 6 in the morning or whatever. I can't do that. Like, mentally, I can't say I'm going to get out of bed now. So I have to look at the time. I live Texas time.
Do you keep your clock in your room on Texas time? Yes, yes, he does.
You change your hotel clock from California to Texas time when you get in your hotel room.
Dan?
All I'm doing is imagining how this will sound later when we're replaying it. Because, yeah, Norm, yes, that's what I just said.
Oh, no, I didn't understand that you changed your
hotel clock. The clock in my hotel room.
Okay. You did change your hotel clock in your room to Texas time.
But if I were to walk into your room right now, Dan.
Yes, TC. I actually physically changed the clock in my hotel room.
That is so Kunkel.
Oh, my God.
Because he even has a... No, I mean,
in your hotel room, did you change
gosh.
It? Wow. All right, and then last but not least, anytime Norm tries to, I don't know, throw something out there to make a point, sometimes it can be uncomfortable from a man saying something like this who's in his 70s.
The only thing I feel bad for is, you're right, a fan who waits in a city and one time the star rolls through.
Uh-huh.
But... happens. Sorry, it sucks.
Ah, man, that's...
Boy, it's hard, though.
That's terrible.
I think we both agree with you.
Yeah.
But that's the hard part.
Yeah,
fans are getting fingered by this league all the time.
Oh, wow.
No, they are.
I know, that was harsh. That's the...
I'm sorry?
Harsh, okay, I hate to say
strong.
That you
what,
need
what
to
did
announce
he say?
The fact that you extended your middle finger.
Well, they are.
Like, normally I let you do it. We don't have to... he had his middle finger up.
He said it was such force, though,
well,
is what
he
meant.
You know how you approach arenas and they've got the big screens outside?
Oh,
well, you walk up to the arena and all of a sudden there's a hand shooting the finger out there. You're coming to the game tonight? Congratulations. You got screwed.
And what's your term for that?
No.
Just, I don't know what to do anymore. Okay, we have to go. We'll talk to Bob and Dan next on the ticket.
I don't know what to do anymore, says Donnie.
As TC continues to throw accelerant, and Saroy goes,
great.
No, no. Have you ever called flipping somebody off?
No, I say flipping the bird or flipping somebody off.
Right, or shooting them the finger.
Or extending your middle finger or
right.
something to exactly express what Norm was trying to say there.
Is there a chance that that is a generational term for a front blast?
I don't think so.
I feel like I was hearing that one for decades. I feel like my uncles were probably using that term.
Can we hear the beginning just to hear how jarring it is?
The only thing I feel bad for is, you're right, a fan who waits in a city and one time the star rolls through.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
it happens. Sorry, it sucks.
Ah, man. That's,
boy, it's hard, though.
That's like, terrible.
I think we both agree with you.
Yeah.
But that's the hard
no,
part.
Yeah,
fans are getting fingered by this league all the time.
Oh, wow.
No, they are.
I know. That was harsh. That's
no, they are.
No, they are.
They are.
All right, there's just a sample of some of Norm's work in 2017. Tomorrow, thinking maybe we should take a look at Rhines. It's been a banner year for Mike Reiner on the e-brake front, so there's some fun.